A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I showcase Stage Kiss, which is on at the Hampstead Theatre until June the 13th, 2026, with an audio describe performance that afternoon at 2:30pm, with a touch tour beforehand at 1pm. I also showcase the access provision and preview what's coming up. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. Hampstead Theatre is one of my favourite venues and one of the best when it comes to championing new writers and putting on a vast array of productions to suit all tastes, and they really do care about access and inclusion. They provide an audio describe performance and touch tour for every play upstairs and an audio introduction and touch tour for the plays downstairs. They have a really well-trained front-of-house staff that really do help and assist in any way you need, and they can also answer any questions that you may have on the day. Also, if you have any feedback, good or bad, then please do report it to the front-of-house team. As you enter the building, the box office is on your left, with toilets adjacent via a corridor. The bar and cafe is on your right, with seating area all around, with entrances to the main auditorium with 325 seats on both sides, and there are stairs and a lift to the downstairs studio space of approximately 100 seats. Sarah Rule's Stage Kiss is a witty romantic comedy that explores how the line between acting and reality blurs. It follows two estranged, unnamed actors known as He and She, who are reunited after years apart. When they're cast as lovers in a 1930s melodrama on stage, they are forced to kiss repeatedly, and old passions quickly resurface. The staging is a dynamic meta-theatrical maze that was designed by Robert Innes Hopkins. Using revolving set pieces, the production fluidly shifts between rehearsal spaces, proscenium stages, and backstage areas, frequently blurring the lines between reality and the plays within the play, with that action moving to a cheap-looking New York bedsit for most of part two. Stage Kiss was an experimental piece of theatre that I'm not sure entirely worked, as the delivery of the narrative was too unconventional and the characters failed to connect on an emotional level. Plus, the storyline and plot was frivolous at times, making me want something more exciting to happen. But it was very well acted and presented, and it was certainly different from what had gone before. Hampstead's main house presentations never do fail to surprise, however, or deliver something new, fresh, and different from what has gone before, and this play was no exception. And it's always a lovely place to visit that offers a warm welcome and well-trained front-of-house staff, where every play is made inclusive and accessible, with an audio describe performance. Description is delivered by Miranda Yates that details all of the drama unfolding on stage, and a touch tour beforehand, normally 90 minutes, allows the opportunity to go onto the stage, meet the crew, get an overview, and gain a unique perspective of the production, touch and feel the set, props, costumes, and also ask questions along the way. The next main house production will be Springwood, and this runs from June the 19th through to July the 25th, 2026, starring Gemma Redgrave and Robert Lindsay. There's an audio describe performance on the 18th of July at 2:30pm. Springwood is a new play by Richard Nelson that explores a pivotal 1939 diplomatic weekend. Set at President Franklin D. Roosevelt's Hyde Park estate, it portrays the tense yet humorous interactions as King George VI tries to secure American support for Britain ahead of World War II. And downstairs coming up is We Had a World by Joshua Harmon, and this is on until July the 4th, 2026, with a touch tour available that day before the 7:45pm performance, with an audio introduction available on the website. To book tickets and for further information, you can call the box office on 020-7722-9301, or you can email access@hampsteadtheatre.com. To find out more information on these shows and detailed access information, you can visit hampsteadtheatre.com. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, mindseyedescription.co.uk, or for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented, and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented, and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.